This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, Psalm 119, a psalm that will change your mind, if you'll let it. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
One of the key words in Psalm 119 is meditate, to take the words seriously and think about what they mean. But in today's fast-paced society, not many people take time to meditate. In Richard Foster's book, Celebration of Discipline, he makes the following observation. In contemporary society, our adversary majors in three things: noise, hurry, and crowds. If he can keep us engaged in muchness and manyness, he will rest satisfied. A noted psychiatrist once said that hurry is not of the devil, it is the devil. Satan opposes meditation on Scripture because meditation would enlighten our minds and influence our behavior. After all, that's what it's all about. The goal of meditation on God's Word is obedience to God's Word. Psalm 119, verse 23, gives us a practical example. Though princes sit together and slander me, wrote David, your servant will meditate on your decrees. Here David was being slandered, but he did not dwell on the words of mockery or hate, but on God's Word. To dwell on the slander and reproach would allow a root of bitterness to take hold with harmful effects on him and others. So David's thoughts found their dwelling place not in the words of man, but in the Word of God. In Psalm 119, almost every verse speaks of God's law or precept or statutes. The author writes out of deep personal experience with the Lord and earnest meditation on His Word. And when you meditate on this psalm, you discover the certainty with which it speaks to every area of life. It has a sweetness of tone while speaking clearly to complex issues. Look at some of the issues addressed by this psalm. Verse 9, personal purity. Verse 25, discouragement and depression. Verse 50, suffering. Verse 105, guidance. The person who sits quietly before this psalm will discover a wealth of instruction in how to cope with the most perplexing problems of our day. Remember God's promise in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, concerning meditation on His Word. Then you will be prosperous and successful. The Lord will fulfill His promises, but you and I must fulfill His commands. David said he loved the commands of God. He loved to discover God's will and do it. Is that how it is with you today? Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
Perhaps you've been wanting to establish a daily quiet time with the Lord. To help you get started, we'd like to send you a free copy of the pamphlet, 7 Minutes with God. It's filled with practical hints and encouragement. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for 7 Minutes with God. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the night the guard stayed awake, as we study Psalms 120 through 127 on Daily Discipleship.